Welcome to Opening the Door, Opportunities for U.S. Immigration with Attorney Nadine Heitz.
Hello and welcome to episode number 7 of my podcast, Opening the Door, Opportunities for U.S. Immigration with me, Nadine Heitz. I'm an immigration attorney here in Lake Worth Beach, Florida. And for today's episode, I want to talk about the topic of human trafficking. This is something that is definitely prevalent here in South Florida, where I am located, and many other states. And I'm actually going to be speaking on a panel this week for the Human Trafficking Coalition of the Palm Beaches in support of victims of human trafficking. And I thought it would be appropriate that I maybe do a podcast on this topic, because it is often misunderstood as far as what human trafficking really is and how a victim who may be an immigrant from another country, who may not have any legal status here, can actually come forward and speak to the authorities and report the human trafficking and therefore actually get an immigration benefit, which would could be a green card. So I want to talk a little bit about this. Now, what is human trafficking? Okay, because human trafficking is two types of trafficking. There is sex trafficking and there is labor trafficking. And sometimes the labor trafficking is often not talked about as much and often goes undetected, especially in the immigrant community. Now, one other thing to note is that human trafficking is totally different from human smuggling, okay? So human smuggling is something that is generally more centering on transportation. So this is someone who is importing people into the United States deliberately to evade immigration laws. So, you know, maybe it's somebody bringing a whole bunch of people in a truck that is sealed. We've heard horror stories of immigrants being transported into the United States and, you know, practically dying, or they have died in some of these sealed off trucks or railroad cars. So that's human smuggling, okay? Human trafficking is totally different, and I'm going to focus mainly on labor trafficking, because this is something that I see frequently in my practice. I've done a number of these types of cases where I have successfully gotten the person a green card through being a victim of labor trafficking. Now, what does that mean? Well, one of the key things with human trafficking is that there must be the three elements of force, fraud, and coercion. Okay, so what does that mean? I'm going to start with an example to kind of explain how somebody that you may not even realize could be a victim of labor trafficking. Now, this could be a professional worker, okay? Say there's somebody from, let's just pick a country. Okay, this guy is from India and he gets offered a work visa and he comes here to the United States. Now, he comes legally. Maybe he comes on a professional worker visa and he starts working for the employer. Now, in the beginning, everything's going pretty good. The employer's paying him. But then all of a sudden, the employer stops paying him, telling him, oh, sorry, there's no more money for payroll. You know, I'll make it up soon. Just keep working. Now, this guy who's here from India, he may not have any friends here yet. He probably doesn't have any family here. He just got here. Perhaps his family back home is, you know, so proud of him that he got this work visa in the United States. And he doesn't even want to share that you know, negative situation with his family back home or confide in anyone. So he feels like he really can't quit the job. He doesn't have anywhere to go. He now gets more in debt because he's not getting paid and he's still got bills to pay. And more, his boss is intimidating. So saying things to him like, well, you better put up with this or I'm sending you back to India. Perhaps the boss has even kept his passport. This is a telltale sign that something is wrong. An employee should never have to give up their documents to their boss. And so hence you have force, meaning he's basically forced to work because he has no other options. He has nowhere to go. There's fraud here because the employer is fraudulently keeping him working and not paying him. And the coercion is that the threats of deportation, the threats of, you know, I'm going to tell your family back home. I've even heard cases where there's been threats of contacting the family back home to get the money that maybe is now owed to the employer for housing. Perhaps the employer put up the employee in housing. So this is something that can really result in the employee becoming trapped and not knowing what to do and where to go. Hopefully, at some point, this person confides in somebody who recognizes this is human trafficking. And if that person were to come to somebody like me, an immigration attorney, and I were to, you know, probe them for what is going on, I would be able to say to that person, you know what, you might have a case for a T visa, the letter T. And that is something that we could file with USCIS, which is Immigration Services. We could make a report to the Department of Labor. We would report this to law enforcement. So there's lots of things that we can do that will allow this victim to be able to come forward. And, you know, there are also some nonprofits out there that can help as far as providing some necessary funding for this person in the beginning to get on their feet until they can get some type of benefit. So this is something that's really, really important. And if you know somebody that, you know, confides in you of perhaps being forced to work with no pay, being threatened to work, and oftentimes the immigrants that are here, especially farm workers, you know, it's quite common that farm workers are put up in housing and then perhaps are not paid anymore or told they owe money. So it's almost like, you know, it's kind of like involuntary servitude and borders on slavery because they are definitely being taken advantage of. And if these victims come forward, then they can benefit from the T visa. And if that gets approved, they can then benefit from getting a green card and being able to remain in the United States and live here and work here legally. Now, the other thing that's important to realize is that the trafficking could be something that took place long ago. So you may find an individual, and us immigration attorneys, we sometimes speak with clients that come to us and, you know, they tell us about their situation and they don't really have any route to getting any type of relief. They're here undocumented. Maybe they entered without any legal inspection and they have no way to even get a green card at all. And if we probe them and ask them some key questions about, you know, what happened to you when you first came here, things like that, you may discover that they perhaps were a victim of labor trafficking a long, long time ago. And even if it happened a long time ago, there's no time limit on when this took place. They could have been trafficked on the way to the USA. Sometimes, you know, people come here from other countries. They hire these, they're often referred to as coyotes, these people, especially in some of the South American countries that take the person through all of the countries through, you know, from coming from Guatemala, coming from Honduras, and coming through Mexico and then entering the United States. If that person is trafficked on the way here and brought into the United States, perhaps they are being told they have to cook and clean for the group. Perhaps they're told that, you know, they have to, you know, carry water for the group. They have to do things. There's all kinds of things that they could be forced to do on the way here. And then they're brought into the USA. So basically, they are trafficked along the way and then basically brought into the USA on account of the trafficking. So That could be a situation where, even if it's discovered many years later, they could still file a claim for the T visa. And although it may be harder to go back in time and prove a lot of these elements, it can still be done. Or it could be someone like the example I gave that, you know, came here on a legal work visa, but was taken advantage of when they got here. So remember that there are the two types of human trafficking. I haven't really touched on sex trafficking, but it is certainly also something that is, you know, important to recognize the signs. But what I do find for the immigrant community is that labor trafficking is something that people don't talk about or even are aware of exists as much, and don't really understand that that element, those elements of force, fraud, and coercion can be something that, if you can prove those things, then the individual could be eligible for a green card. So please, you know, reach out to me if you know of someone in a situation like this. And, you know, I'd be more than happy to do a consultation. But the first step is, of course, coming forward and recognizing what the signs are. Thanks for listening, and I'll be talking to you again soon.
Thanks for listening. For more information, go to heightsimmigrationlaw.com.